Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer at WNYC, and we'll touch base briefly now with one incumbent who survived a stiff electoral challenge in New York State this year, the state comptroller, Tom DiNapoli. Comptroller DiNapoli, welcome back to WNYC, and congratulations.
Thank you, Brian. Always great to be back with you.
A lot of the pundits said you weren't supposed to win. Harry Wilson was that rare Republican with New York Times backing, that rare Republican who worked for the Obama administration, helping lead the rescue of the auto companies, which seems to have worked, and with a finance industry background for this finance industry job. On paper, many said he was the better candidate. Why do you think you won?
Well, you're forgetting about all the money he had that I didn't have.
Also that. That's right. That, too.
That's an important factor in politics.
Deep-pocket, individually, independently wealthy candidate, correct?
Right. Many, many millions of dollars more than I had in terms of personal investment. Well, every now and then, the pundits are wrong and the people get it right. It was a tough climate, but I do believe that my message got out there, and we worked very hard. It was, you know, especially in the last week of the campaign, the old-fashioned people power of hitting the streets and knocking on doors and the telephone, phone banks going, you know, there was a tremendous grassroots effort, and it was, you know, from my point of view, a comfort that the old-fashioned style of politics, which is more people-centered in terms of personal contact rather than, you know, spending millions of dollars on negative TV ads. And with all due respect to the newspapers, you know, some back me, many, as you point out, back my opponent. People tend to be pretty independent-minded, and I was obviously very pleased with the outcome.
So your victory is, in a way, a test to the organized Democratic Party of New York State, the unions and the local clubs?
Well, it's rare that anybody says organized and Democratic Party in the same sentence, but it certainly was a tribute to the Democratic Party at a local and regional level, as well as a statewide effort, the Working Families Party, which played a very strong role in our campaign, and certainly the other key factor, which was such an essential ingredient, was the labor movement. You know, there's often a lot of talk about labor not being able to deliver, and they don't have the ability to get a vote out, or their members don't respond to recommendations. You know, my race is really just the opposite. Labor, both public sector and private sector unions, made my race a priority. They understood, perhaps in ways that many others have not fully appreciated, how important this office is, and also what I've done to reform the office and move it forward. And they really put their effort on the line for me, and that had a huge impact in terms of the get out the vote effort and my victory.
But if you're the comptroller of the public employee unions, laying off workers, and whether that's necessary, will be one of the orders of business for the incoming Cuomo administration. Will it put you in a bind to have to weigh in on the fiscal necessity of that as comptroller?
You know, as we've talked about many times over the years, the role of the comptroller is to take the broad view, the big picture, the long-term trends. The comptroller's job is not to make the policy choices on, you know, where you put the money in education or healthcare or staffing levels. We can comment on that, but those are obviously our policy choices. My concern has always been we're missing the bottom line. We're not aligning our recurring revenue with our recurring spending. How you choose to have that revenue and how you choose to do the spending, that's what the legislature and the governor do. That's not what the comptroller does.
So why do you think the public employee unions preferred you?
Well, I think they've seen me in action. They understand that I've certainly had an open-door policy when it comes to any of the concerns that they may have. And there's a small responsibility that the comptroller has regarding management of the New York State Common Retirement Fund, which funds the retirement benefits for state workers and local government workers outside of New York City. I think they've had a particular interest in being sure that the right person would be in that position who would have the interest of protecting the pension fund. You know, my opponent talked about eliminating a defined benefit pension plan and advocating for a 401k system, which from my point of view has created so much economic insecurity for working people in this country. I was a strong defender of the defined benefit plan. I suspect that might have had something to do with their interest in the race.
Andrew Cuomo didn't endorse you in this race. He didn't endorse your opponent either. But why do you think that was?
I said from the beginning, I'm running an independent effort. The controller's office, particularly of all the offices, needs to be the most independent, needs to be above the partisan fray. The endorsement that I was looking for was the endorsement of the people on November 2nd. I was very proud that that endorsement came through. That's the only endorsement that mattered to me.
Did you endorse him? I forget.
I said all along I was proud to be part of the Democratic ticket headed by Andrew Cuomo, and I supported the Democratic ticket.
And maybe now you have a reason to be tough on him in your audits, even though he's from your own. You got a little reason for payback here.
No. I think everybody knows me long enough that that's not how I operate. Look, the reality is, when I serve with Governor Spitzer, when I serve with Governor Patterson, as I continue to, we have often said things that have been critical about, particularly the spending side of the budgets and the fiscal plans they presented, and I've been attacked back by them. But I wear that as a badge of honor. It shows the independence, and that will continue with the new administration. It'll be terrific if a budget plan is put forward that I think makes sense. But if I see some deficiencies in it, my job is to call it and call it as I see it. That's what the controller's job is. There's always an institutional tension between the controller and the executive, and for that matter, the controller and the legislature. That's what this job is about, not to be the governor's controller, but to be the people's controller. I've done that. I'm very humbled and honored that the people have recognized that and voted for me in a very tough election climate, and I'm going to continue. My obligation is to New Yorkers, not to a governor, not to my party, not to anybody else.
Now, I have to lobby you for one thing here.
Sure.
Before you go. As you no doubt know, a producer on this show started a movement to get you and your opponent in the election to use the phrase, "I'm going to take control of Albany," on the campaign trail. Now, this was, in retrospect, the world's least successful viral campaign. A whopping 9 Facebook fans and 0 Twitter presence, and maybe for good reason. But since we've got you on the show, tell us about the word control. I think you've been saying it the more sort of common way, control, as if it was
right.
An N.
Right.
Say the word. When you meet somebody for the first time, you say, "Oh, God, Tom Drapley, what do you do? How do you say?
Well, I usually say controller because it is more common. If I'm trying to sound French, I'll use the comptroller. Apparently, the etiquette is that it's spelled C-O-M-P, but it's pronounced like it's C-O-N. Technically, on the ballot, it was C-O-M-P. It comes from a French derivation for computing. And, of course, some of the my friends of the Daily News, for instance, they insist on always having it spelled C-O-N. I'm not quite sure why, but because technically it is COMP. But as I say, whether it's comptroller, as long as DiNapoli follows it, I really don't. It doesn't matter to me how it's spelled or how it's pronounced.
So are you going to?
But I will be taking control of Albany. And I will tweet it tonight if I can remember.
All right.
And we'll get you up to 10.
And our producer, whose misguided idea this was, Jerry Avergan, says, if you use it in your inaugural address, we'll send you an It's a Free Country T-shirt.
I'll keep that in mind, and I assume that will pass muster with the Commission on Public Integrity.
New York State Comptroller-elect now, since you were appointed originally. Now you are a Comptroller-elect by the people. Tom DiNapoli, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.